Welcome back to the University School outside of Milwaukee. I'm Chris Conley, where just moments ago the Evergreens fell to the University School Wildcats 5-0. I thought this was probably the best opponent that the Evergreens have seen this year. There was only one score in that third period. Again, the University School was already staked to a 4-0 lead, and I am not sure of the goal scorer since that goal came on the far side of the ice, the furthest view that we have from our broadcast location here, and with the student section being very loud, hard to hear who they gave that to. I've credited to Leo Samanuk, who is a sophomore, and I believe he was on the ice at the time. He was able to put a rebound past Michael Moe, so a second chance opportunity with 5:26 to play in that third period at even strength. Only scoring in that third period, giving the Evergreens that 5-0 defeat. Now, the Evergreens came close to scoring that first goal, just couldn't quite get over the hump again. In fact, in the closing minutes, Colin Humphall, who hadn't seen a lot of ice time, he was on ice again when the game was really out of reach, had really the best scoring opportunity, sent it just over the crossbar. But Brian Botcher, who is a fabulous senior goalie, has shut out the Evergreens for a second time in his career. He was a 2-0 winner last year up at Green Heck Fieldhouse. He makes 16 saves tonight. Brian Botcher keeps the Evergreens off the scoreboard again. Michael Moe had 10 saves in that third period, so Michael Moe ends the night with 33 saves, but gives up 5 more goals, as the Evergreens have now gone through 9 periods of hockey to open up this season without scoring. On the Evergreens' ledger, a 3-0 loss to Northland Pines to open the year, a 4-0 loss last night in their home opener to Wisconsin Rapids, and now they travel on the bus 3 hours to Milwaukee, only to fall 5-0 to the University School Wildcats. Got to keep on plugging, boys. We're right back at it tomorrow. We'll have live coverage at 3 o'clock on Fox Sports Radio as the Evergreens play their second of 2 games here in the Milwaukee area. Their opponent will be the Marquette School, a team they beat 1-0 a year ago. Hope you'll join us for that live broadcast here on Fox Sports Radio. Again, the puck drops at 3 from Marquette. That's going to do it tonight. Final score, University School 5, D.C. Everest 0. I'm Chris Conley, and you've been listening to Evergreens Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.